Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 8. Welcome to the Last Save Loaded podcast with 100% not getting it wrong this week. It's me, Justin Smith, and always striving to get it right and usually doing so is Mr. Colm Sheridan. Hello, Colm.
That's a lot of crap, Justin. You know it. Usually trying to do so, but never doing it quite right. That is the fun, the joy of trying to pronounce some silly thing like Episode 3, Season 5. Season 5, Episode 3. Who gives a shit? It's Last Save Loaded. We're back in the hot seat and I'm raring to go, Justin. There'll be no niceties today, I'll tell you, Justin. Be on the watch out.
I was only going to say that I only got it right today because I'm staring at the words as I say it, and it is the fourth time of asking for me to get it right, so it's about time I did it properly. Anyway, we're here. It's another episode of Last Save Loaded. Goodness for your ears. As we record, it's only a few days since the last show went out, so we're recording nice and early because I'd like to say I'm away on my jollies, but I'm not. I'm away for work, so Colm has kindly agreed to give up an evening to talk with me nice and early so that I can get all the editing done. And then it'll be a good couple of weeks before we record again, so plenty of time for us to get some experiences in, ready to do a new show.
Christmas is coming, Justin.
Well, by the time coming. This show comes out, it will be December, yeah. So let me ask you, Mr. Colm, what has been going on? Last time we spoke, you just done some exams, you were having still more people leaving the college. What's happening?
Well, apparently now there's nobody leaving any extra bodies left at college so far. And we'd be moving next month. So we got our official holidays. We'd be taking official holidays from the 16th of December to the 9th of January. Oh, the joy of college life. This is obviously a bit extra holidays than we'd normally get due to the moving of the college. So I'm not complaining. So, I got my IT network exam, the one we had to retake again, the skills demo 3. I got 19 out of 20 for that one, an overall exam of 81%. So, I am happy with that.
It's good clap from me. That's not a sarcastic clap. I am very impressed.
I love your sarcasticness anyway, Justin. So I know you do it very well. And I'm just saying, oh, Justin, oh, good. Justin's clapping while he's clapping in his back of his head. Is 81%, you loser. Anyway.
I'm thinking it's 90 out of 20. That's fantastic.
grumpy Carl is back. So everybody be happy on the waiting. Still waiting for the baby to pop. I mean, Rachel's losing patience by the minute. And yes, she's not a happy camper. Swollen, everything's swollen, except her head, of course. And she's waiting for it to pop. I'm assuming it wasn't actually official due dates, not till next week anyway. But, you know, these Southsiders, they like things to happen quickly, and they have no patience, really. Whereas on the Northsider, where I come from, we have slow and steady, and there's always tomorrow. That's what we always say. If you want it done, I'll do it tomorrow. And they say never arrives. But anyway, so still plugging away at the old college work. Doing maths today, was doing medians, and I was doing, what was it called? See, I wasn't paying attention, actually.
Mediums, those are averages, right?
Yes, very good, Justin. It's that type of stuff. And frequencies and stuff like that. That was a bit tricky, but anyway, got stuck into that today. tomorrow, I see, I haven't been really going into college because we only have one class a day, sort of, more or less, since the other loser left. And we don't have as much classes. So, and we're waiting for him to be replaced, which God only knows, you know, in the land of Timbuktu, which is where I feel like I'm living in sometimes, it could take, you know, several months to replace that poor man. And we'll probably tear the next one to shreds as well if he doesn't be up to scratch. But anyway, so I'm just assuming that we won't have a new subject until at least February of next year, if not March. I would say March, probably, when the spring is in the air and they'll probably get someone. I might apply for the job myself and see what happens. Who knows? So, yeah, so that's it. Oh, I got my PS3 out for the ladies. Excuse me. No pun intended, but I got my PS3 back out from the dust. As you know, Justin, I like to play all the consoles.
I was just going to ask, when you say you got your PS3 out, you didn't mean I went and got another one from the smelly shop. This is,
No.
Have genuinely kept hold of this one.
Yes, I kept hold of it, yes. My plan for going forward is not to sell any of my consoles going forward and to just keep what I have on at the moment. So that's my plan. I've also been digging away at Elden Ring, Justin, you'll be happy to know.
I'm always impressed.
I managed to kill the joint at certain storm gates, that particular nasty piece of joint. And I also killed the joints that you see going along the road where they're carrying some sort of, I don't know, coffin.
They're towing a chariot type thing with a big crate in the back.
I managed to kill them as well. So I got something out of that. I can't remember. I have a crystal sword, I think it is.
It was a crystal sword.
Yeah, I got a crystal sword and I managed to, you know, them points are precious. Them runes are precious when you get up to level 60, where it takes 24,000 to level up again. So those little babies are precious when you're chugging away at that.
Would you appreciate it if I told you that there are several places in the game where you can just
farm?
Yes.
Yes, I've heard of these places
farm very quickly.
Mm. I've heard of these places. I've yet to. Carlos is a good friend to me, and he's been trying his best to teach me the ways of the Elden Ring. We came to a conclusion last week that there was no point in him continuing to help me at this moment in time because he was basically just killing all the bosses and I wasn't getting...
You're going to say, because I'm beyond help.
Yeah, because I'm beyond help. So he wasn't... I said to him, listen, Carlos, I'm not really... You know, I'm not getting any joy out of this game by you helping me, which I'm eternally grateful for. You know, but at the same time, I cannot kill an actual boss on my own. I have yet to kill any of the bosses on my own. Even the minion bosses where you go into these...
In the caves.
Yeah, even one of them. There's one particular one. It's one of the first ones you meet. And you get a weapon off him, which is basically start a weapon. I just can't kill him. So he was teaching me about how to the mimics and stuff like that, you know, to use these magic things where you can mimic these yourself.
Spirit ashes,
yeah. So I got the dog, I got the wolves.
Yeah,
so
the first one you get.
Yeah, so I can use them.
Have you got the jellyfish?
No, not yet.
Right. The jellyfish is should be given to you there's a woman in a shack near the castle gates. And the jellyfish does good damage as well.
Yeah. So I had to buy the wolves. I had to buy the bell because I didn't play the game right. When you go back to the
you didn't go back where she went, here, have a bell, because you
got top right. Yeah, yeah. I didn't do that bit. So I had to go and buy one after two-headed fiends in the round table place. So I went back there last week and there was some, I could have sworn there was somebody after invading my game, but it wasn't. It was part of the game where you have to kill this fella. He was kicking my ass. But
you've been attacked by him already.
Yeah, I managed to kill him.
That's, and he gives you all the, like the skull armor and everything.
I got the skull.
I was playing that for a long time before I got invaded by him. He's normally grumpy and he just stands outside the office of the guy that's like sat with all the books.
Yeah, he just comes to the round table as soon as I go there. Yeah, he was just invading. So I could have sworn somebody was trying to invade me, and then I was going, I'm turning off the online co-op here because I'm getting, but it wasn't there. Because when you kill you, you would
invader.
Yeah, because when he killed you, you wouldn't lose any of your runes. So I just thought, oh, maybe this is part of the story. So I managed to get him.
There's a few of those at different places.
Oh, right, yeah. So I got the skull armor, and yeah, I look devilishly handsome. And so, yeah, so I'm continuing that. I just thought I'd give you an update on that so you could, you know, so I could prove to you that I will not be quitting this game anytime soon.
Just make a note for yourself.
Yeah.
Boulder farming Elden Ring.
Okay. I'll put that in my notes.
Long story short, there is a enemy that is quite literally a big giant marble, a big ball of rock, and it spawns in on an area near a cliff, and you can effectively lure it toward the cliff edge, jump out of the way, it goes over the edge of the cliff, and it dies, and it gives you 1,000 runes or something.
Cool.
You go back to the nearest point of rest, you rest, get back up, and you go and find the boulder again, and it goes, oh, I'm going to die again, and you go, thank you very much, I'll have more runes, and you just sit and do that for 20-25 minutes, and you get a few levels.
Nice. I had to increase my strength to my magic to 15, so I could handle the crystal sword correctly. Even though if you're underpowered, you can still handle it with two hands, but it's not as effective. Anyway, so there you go, Justin. That's my week. How has your week been?
My week has been emotional, really.
Emotional?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because on Tuesday we had the funeral for Ruth's
brother. Oh, sorry, yes.
So,
I didn't mean to laugh there. I just thought I couldn't see
I'm not emotional now. I was on the day, but
of course.
I had helped Ruth with arranging some of the photos for the funeral, and I'd seen what was going to go up on the screen, and just tried to be there for her in the weeks leading up to this. But actually being there, seeing them on the camera whilst we were in the crematorium, and then the music played over the top that they'd selected, and that was a bit much for me. And considering I'd only met her brother twice, it was very, very emotional, very touching, and very glad to see a large number of friends and family turn up, and Ruth and her parents and her brothers got to reconnect with some people they haven't seen in, a good 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
So hopefully there'll be some good that comes of it, because there'll be, it'll be say goodbye to one person, but hopefully saying hello again to others. So that was the big moment of this week. But in terms of other things that were a bit more fun, I took the VR over to Ruth's house this week. And mainly because I'd found the Move controllers. So I'd had the VR in my house for a good couple of months, and after retrieving it from Birmingham, but I couldn't find my Move controllers as part of my moving in. And I sent a message to my friend saying, look, I'm going to come up and see you the first weekend in December, but can you have a look for the Move controllers? Because I can't find them. I've turned out all my boxes. I've put everything away. And he was going, oh, well, we've had a look, but we can't find it, but we'll have another look. And then I had a random thought that I checked a box and in a cupboard under the stairs that says books on it, and I opened one side of the box, and sure enough, it was books, but I could see a PS3 game in there, and I thought, well, it's not just books then, is it? And I opened the other side, and there were the Move controllers, and on one hand, I felt, yay, and on the other, I was like, oh, God, why didn't I just look there to begin with? And so I sent a message to my friend, and I said, if you're still looking, you can stand down, I found
stand down.
And he said, Thanks. I was up in the attic last week looking for them. So,
Mr. Poplar.
Took it over, set it all up, and downloaded Moss and downloaded a couple of other games. And, you know, she... I don't know if you played Moss when you had your VR, but...
Looks cute.
It does look cute.
I've seen Connor playing it a couple of years back. It looked lovely.
Well, I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
Because, for one reason or another. Because I don't think it went free on PS Plus until after I'd lent out the VR. But anyway, when you turn it on, it comes up with the camera, shows you the picture of the room, and shows you the outline of where it wants you to be. So I had to put, like, her daughter's chair in the middle of the floor, and I'm like, right, okay, I'm going to have to lead you, because she's already got the headset on, I'm going to have to lead you from the sofa over and plonk you down in this chair. So, you know, leading a blind person. Because the signal was coming through, she could obviously see herself on the picture, but it was all a bit, you know, confusing for her.
Yeah.
And then I gave her the move control. Well, no, I gave her the DualShock, and off she goes. And
yeah,
she starts chuckling. I'm like, oh, you enjoying yourself? I'm trying to read a book, you know, because I bought a load of books the other week off eBay. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. You play on the VR. I'm going to sit here reading my book. So I'm not even paying attention to what's on the TV. And I can just hear her giggling to herself. He's like, oh, it's cute. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, no. And I'm like, what happened? She's like, I killed her. I look up and the mouse is in the water. And then there's a bit more, and she starts going, oh, why can't I work out where it's going? And I'm like, well, that block on the right looks to be a different colour. Perhaps you need to grab that. And she goes, oh, all right, yes, you can pull it out, and then Quill can jump on it. And then a couple of days later, let her have another go, and, you know, I was like, no, I'm going to read my book again. You carry on playing. Didn't even turn the TV on this time. You know, trying to get used to how it works. And we that was when we found out it doesn't use the move controllers. So there's me holding off setting it all up because I couldn't find the move, only to then find out the game that she wanted to play didn't use it. And yeah, I could hear her getting frustrated with puzzles, and I was like, well, don't ask me, I can't even help you. It's not on the screen. I can't see what you're looking at. Yeah, so I managed to read two chapters of my book.
One chapter per sitting, or just...
Pretty much, yeah.
Big or small chapters, Justin?
About 30 pages.
Oh, each? Or 15 yes. Each? Oh, there you go. Each.
And I don't know if you've been following on Twitter, but I have occasionally been posting up the board games Ruth is beginning to beat me at.
So oh, I didn't miss that one.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I put up a list and I said, yeah, here's just a small list of the games that Ruth has now beaten me at. And we've definitely agreed that she is into deck builders. I don't know if you played the Slay the Spire game that's been people have been playing recently.
Yes, I have it on my PC, actually, because I seen Ruth was playing it on the PS5, I think.
Yes.
So I said it was on sale, so I said I'll get that.
Well, we've backed the Kickstarter now.
I've seen that.
And she was going, oh, I don't know, it's a lot. And I was like, well, yes, but we'll definitely play it. And, you know, you can have the base level, or you can pay a bit more and have the player mats and the coins. And she was like, but it's still a lot. I said, yeah, but you'll be thinking, oh, that's a lot of regret if we don't get the mats. So I put it in at that level. So that should be delivered next December.
Next December, yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, after they've made it.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And, they've hit their goal, have they?
Oh, they hit their goal by about 6,000%.
Oh, wow. Okay, impressive.
I think they wanted something like 55,000. They got 3 million.
Wow.
So
is this the same crowd that made the game, or is this a different crowd?
I believe so. Because they one of the extended pledges on the Kickstarter was to have, like, you know, the proper artwork from the game and everything.
Cool.
But yeah, so we've been slowly working through my list of board games on the shelves downstairs, and a game that I enjoy called The Castles of Mad King Ludwig.
Okay.
You basically design a castle. So you have some money and you buy a room, you then connect it to your layout design, doorways to doorways, and you get bonuses and depending on where you place them. And you've also got secret scoring cards that you know what, like, you've got multipliers at the end of the game. So if you bought a lot of round rooms, you might get extra points.
Yeah.
And I may have made a bit of an error in scoring Ruth's points.
Right. Some people would call this cheating, Justin, no?
Well, I I didn't cheat.
Okay, right. Unknowingly, or you did cheat. Unknowingly, no. Or you didn't. Or you just didn't give her enough points where she should have got more.
Yes, that's what okay. So
that reminds me, actually, Justin, that's about where I got a tax bill today. They overcharged me 1,500 there last year. So when I had a job, of course. So I should be getting that back anytime within the next 6 months. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's quite an overcharge.
It is.
No, we quite early on in the game we started counting up the points for how much we scored, and I scored her up, and then I went, oh no, you don't get that because you haven't done this, so let's start again. And for whatever reason, I just couldn't calculate how at the time she was on 24, her marker was on 24 points, and I'm going, no, I can only count up to 19. Look, watch, we'll count all this, we'll count it again, we'll count it a third time. I can only get to 19. She starts, I wouldn't say she was sulking, but she got a bit grumpy going, stealing my points. Why did you tell me I was on 24 points if I was only on 19? And she didn't give up.
Good.
But 10-15 minutes later, I looked at the little score cheat sheet that you get that tells you what bonuses you get when you finish rooms, and went, oh, I've just worked out where that extra 5 points is from. It's because you've completed this room, so you get an extra 5 points. She was like, so you did take those points off me. I was like, no, I just didn't add them back on again. So give yourself 5 points. But you get to the end of the game, and I start going, right, let's see my points then, shall we? And I pull out this. I've got this. Oh look, I've got loads of money, and I've got an extra score that says basically score double points and all your money. And she's just going, well, you've won, haven't you? And I'm sat there, look, I've played the game a lot. Let's be honest, it's going to be a while before you beat me.
Next time.
No, Colin, not next time. Because then I said, look, you don't know what bonus points you've got. And she went, well, it's not going to be that much. So we started scoring them all up, and she was 1 point behind me. And then I went, because she started going, sort of lost. And I went, no, because you've got 2 500 caches there. They're a point each. So she beat me by a point. Oh. And then she was like, oh, well, okay. So, no, you'll probably take a while before you beat me, eh? Okay. Yes, that's
so. The thing you, I said. These board games you play, Justin, are they 2-hour sessions, or are they week long sessions? Or
No. So, I haven't got any games that take that long. The longest I've got is one that will take about 6 to 8 hours. But generally speaking, we knock these out in about 90 minutes.
All right, okay. No, because I was just thinking when you used to have your geeky board gamer friends over, you would take weeks to finish a... Oh, that was Dungeons & Dragons, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And you know, you know how that works. You did it yourself.
I did. Yes, okay, cool. So what's your next game you're going to play together? Are you at this stage now in the relationship where you don't let her win? Because, you know, when how, look, let's go back to the start. Let's go back to the start, Justin. How experienced was Ruth with board games before she met you? Was she a connoisseur or a amateur? And we're not talking about Monopoly here. We're talking about proper board games. Yes. Isn't that right, Justin? Proper. Proper.
Monopoly is a proper board game. It's just a very bad one that nobody ever plays to the right rules. Anyway, the point is...
Yeah.
Ruth had experience of many different board games, but more importantly, she was interested to try at least everything I've got in my collection once, so we know what... If there's any games that neither of us like, we can look at getting rid of them. And we've also got games that, you know, they're, should we say, they're simple for us, but they would be a good progression for her daughter to play.
Yeah.
Things like that. So we've got, you know, we've got some party games, we've got some educational games, and we've got some deduction games. And then we've got all sorts of, 1v1 or party games, yeah.
Yeah.
Play as a squad.
So how long will it take before you get through all the games?
Well, it depends if we play multiple times.
Several years? Yeah. So let's put it this way. Based on if you played one game a week, how long would it take to get through your games?
We would be retired.
Oh my God, Justin, you have to send me a picture of all your board games. I just have this picture in my head of you putting board games on just one bookshelf.
I will ask Ruth to do that for you.
Okay. So you're actually looking to downsize on the board game front if there's a game that neither of you like, or is it just a game that Ruth doesn't like?
Well, if she doesn't like it, she doesn't need to play it.
Okay, yeah. But does that mean it's gone then?
No, it means if I enjoy it, I might play it with other people.
Okay. I'm just setting the ground rules here. So what is the story now with the geeky board gamer friends now? Are you still going on a Tuesday or what?
Tuesdays is my Blood Bowl group.
Right.
And other than that, I don't really have a new geeky board gamer group.
Oh, I thought you went on Mondays as well.
On Mondays, I went to the same Blood Bowl group, but for people that couldn't play on a Tuesday.
All right. So you just got one blood.
Currently, yes.
Okay, and then when is Blood Bowl 3 coming out on the PS5?
That will be Q1 next year. I think February.
Oh, Q1 February. Okay, good. Would that be next gen, current gen exclusive only?
I believe it will be PS4 and Xbox One as well.
All right, okay. So, any other news, Justin? Why am I asking you? Last night I had to go up to IKEA.
Yes.
It's not one of my favourite places in the whole world.
Well, it's because it is designed to get you lost, so that you spend time and go, oh, well, I'll buy this as I walk past it.
So I have a strategy now where I just go straight to the end section where the tills are.
Yeah.
And that tends to be where all the big stuff is. You know, once you get the number, your product number, you just go and ask somebody with a yellow t-shirt, where do I get this from?
Right.
So last night we just had to go and get some lamps. Now, apparently lamps are not in the end section. They're in the lighting section, which would make sense. So I still went to the back where the cashier places are, where the tills are, and I proceeded to ask somebody. I do not roam around this place. This place is not my favourite place. Myself and my son went there a few years back, and it took us several hours to get out. We were actually lost. So for somebody who has no sense of direction, this place is hell on earth. Well, anyway, I managed to get in and out in about 30 minutes. That was record time. And you see, it's in Ballymun, so it's like, this Ballymun is like, it's like the Bronx, which, you know, it's like the Bronx of Dublin, say. It's got a bad reputation. Well, it has. Well, I mean, obviously, I live near there, so obviously it's got a bad reputation. But anyway, it's always cold out there. It's in the middle of a field, and it's just this huge building like IKEA. It's just in the middle of a field, basically. But it's always like windswept, and it's like something out of, yeah, Kathy and Wuthering Heights or something. It just reminds me of that place. It's dark, depressing.
Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering Heights, yes.
Wuthering. Wuthering. W-U-T-H.
Wuthering. Is that the word? Wuthering Heights. Anyway, so let's skip around there. I got the lamps anyway. And the bulb. So I got a mission accomplished. Of course, I was going up to my mother. So I did that on the way up to my mother's, because my mother is up that way. So yeah. So there you go. Something else to talk about for the last 32 minutes. Well, anyway, Justin's looking at the clock now and I'm sure he's gone.
No, Justin's asked Ruth to send you a message, a photo of my board game shelf. So she said she's done that.
Oh, cool. Anyway. So, cool. So that's it, Justin.
Well, I'm impressed that you managed to get straight in and not have to spend lots and lots of money.
Sweet Jesus, it's like fucking GameStop. It's like oh my God, what the feck? Oh, do you know what? They're lovely shelves, Justin. You should put your actual consoles in them if you could fit them. They're classic shelves. Are they IKEA shelves?
They're IKEA ones. They're IKEA ones.
Speak of the devil. Oh, I like the look of that one. Oh, that's League of Legends. Oh, yeah, that looks like a nice box there.
That's Mechs versus Minions by the makers of League of Legends.
Oh, you've got an XCOM board game as well, Justin. Oh, yeah, very nice.
I've had an XCOM board game for a long time.
Are these all of your board games, or is that just a small selection of them that are already just sort of
put? It's most.
Why have you got three boxes of Sniper Elite, Justin?
Because I backed it at the full pledge. So one of them is the game, one of them is the expansion to the game with extra boards, right. And one of them is all the deluxe pieces.
Wow.
Because the base game comes with a little token to represent if you put the guard dogs out. If you buy the deluxe upgrades, you get little miniatures for the dogs.
Nice. So, yeah, you didn't answer the question. This is just a small selection of your board games, or is this the complete...
It's most of my board games. There's obviously some at Ruth's, and nice. There's some, you know...
I thought you got rid of Imperial Assault, Justin, no?
No, I got rid of X-Wing.
Oh, X-Wing, that's right. Okay, very nice. Okay. Nice shelves there, Justin. there doesn't seem to be much dust, so that's good. You've been cleaning... Anyway,
I've only lived here for 6 months, Colin.
Well, 6 months, you can get dust within 6 days in our house.
I'm not in the house that much. I'm upstairs when I'm at work, and most evenings I'm around Ruth's.
Excellent.
Otherwise,
okay.
I'd be sat here on my lonesome going, oh, I'm making a movie. No, I can't go around there.
Excellent.
Well, we've still got a few... Well, I've got a few things to talk about for what we've been watching, but I'm going to ask you first, Colin.
Yeah.
What have you been watching?
Not very much, apparently, but, you know, I tried to watch a bit of Blackboard last night on the Samsung TV 42-inch for Ultra K, not shit TV, but it turns out it's just as shit as a Samsung, as a Sharp one, because every time I try to connect to Apple TV, which I have 3 months free premium, blah, 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 try to watch Blackboard, it kept freezing.
Was that not due to the potato internet?
I don't know. Potato internet has basically gone up from potato to roast potato now this week.
It's only you had your virgin upgrade, didn't you?
It's, well, I don't know what I got. No, I didn't have a virgin upgrade. I never do anything like that. No, I didn't have one, but it seems to be, I seem to be getting better speeds. Like I tested it the other day and I was getting 192 upload and 50 download, but then Ryan wasn't in the house, so I swiftly told him when he came back, I said, you know what? I've been getting great speed since you haven't been in the house. Why don't you just bugger off? And he laughed. Anyway.
Didn't take the hint then.
Yeah, so I'm trying. I've heard good things about Blackbird, so I'm trying to watch that. And of course, we still, you know, for a nightly laugh, or at least twice a week, we watch Schitt's Creek. So we still get a laugh out of that. It's a good thing about when your brain starts to go, you know, you're just looking at something again and again, and it just feels like it's the first time. So that's what happens when I look into the room and I see Sandra there and I go, whoa, you're a stunner. And then she looks at me and go, oh God, not you again. Well, anyway, Lost Bullet 1. This is a very, very mediocre, why I watch these things. This is on Netflix. It's a dubbed, I'd say Spanish, maybe, I don't know, cop type of thing. Where he, you know, this fella who souped up cars starts the film. He's trying to rob a place. His car is so souped up that he ends up going straight through the building and out the other side. That's how souped up he was. And I'm just going to myself, is this a comedy or is this for real? So anyway, apparently there's a Lost Bullet 2 as well, which I'm holding off and watching because the Lost Bullet 1 was painful enough to watch within, you know, a couple of weeks. I'll give Lost Bullet 2 a watch. But basically, that's all I've been watching, really. And nothing else. I do, yeah, nothing else, no. No, that's it, Justin. That's all I've been watching. Well, sweet feck all. Oh, I watched SAS. SAS Special Forces, which is something that does be on some of them streaming services. My friend told me about it and he kindly gave me a lend of it. It reminds me of Kelly's Heroes. I don't know, you're a young
man. I'm aware of Kelly's Heroes.
Oh, you're aware of Kelly's Heroes. So it's that type of, you know, banter going on. It looks good. I've watched the first episode. It's based in World War II. And yeah, I'll keep you posted as to when I finish it next year sometime.
Okay.
So thanks to Mick for that one. How about you?
Well, I have just finished watching season one of Andor, the latest Star Wars weekly show. So hopefully I believe it's going to have a second series, but first one's finished. This is the prequel to Rogue One regarding Cassian Andor and how he becomes a rebel. So it's early days of the Empire and there's no Jedis in sight or anything like that. It's just, you know, a bit of politics, a bit of insurrection and a bit of coercion versus people trying to make a name for themselves as loyal to the Empire and stuff.
Hmm.
Alongside that, Ruth and I have been trying to watch the Star Wars Rebels cartoon. So I watched Rebels a few years ago, but Ruth hasn't seen it, and we're trying to get her daughter to watch it ahead of our trip to Star Wars Celebration next year.
Cool.
And we, last night, finished season one of that. So we were on episode 14, and I put it on, and then said, right, okay, we're going to have to leave it there because it's bath time and then bed, and she was going, just one more show. I'm like, oh, you're only going to get 5 minutes in the bath. 5 minute bath, 5 minute bath. Considering this child often would rather watch other things, you know, like annoying, stupid YouTubers and stuff like that, endless Minecraft videos or meme videos.
Yeah.
She's always like reluctant if I say, right, I'm going to put Rebels on. But then when I put it on, you know, she'll be looking away from the TV and you'll see the head pop up. It's like, I'm not actively watching, but I am watching it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards...
Intrigued.
Yes. So Ruth will go up. Ruth goes up to put the bath on, and then she'll like look at the image cover art, and she'll be like, right, so that one's Canaan, and that one's Ezra, and that one's Hera. I'm like, ah, so yeah, you're not listening, are you? So we've now, Ruth and I are trying to have a discussion on what order we make her watch the Star Wars movies. Well, originally I said she would probably like The Phantom Menace because of Jar Jar. You know, because kids of that age, that was the target audience.
Yeah.
But I then said, no, it's got to be episode 4 first, because we've got to do 4, 5, 6, then 1, 2, 3. And her daughter's going, Justin, 1 comes before 2, and then 3, and then 4. And I was going, yeah, but no. Initially, Ruth's going, no. And then she went, no, Justin is right. No, we do have to watch in that order. I was like, when it was first made, it wasn't episode 4. It was just Star Wars.
Yeah, but timeline-wise, you have to go with the timeline, no?
No. Because
then there'd be spoilers, yes.
Yes, you don't get the big twist. Yeah, you don't get the impact of...
I am your father. You
what happened to your father? He told me enough.
It should be interesting to get a kid's perspective on a 1977 movie.
Oh, well, I think it still holds up.
Oh, it does, yeah. You should get her to watch a Space Odyssey.
Oh, come on, that puts me to sleep.
That still looks great.
Yeah, it's too clean, though. You know, you need a nice dirty set. At least, like, the Millennium Falcon, it looked like it had been lived in, you know?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. It was a junked-up spaceship.
It was a hunk of junk.
I used to say to myself, why, I used to look at them when I was going to, back in 77 and go, it's very dirty, why can't it be clean? To myself, of course, I didn't share that experience with my friends at the time.
By comparison, the Empire had nice clean surfaces and shiny armour.
Hmm. The Death Star, yes.
Yes, so, yeah, we'll hopefully start a watch of the movies. As far as the cinema goes, a couple of weeks ago I went down for a double header, and the first film I watched of this evening, the evening I went to the cinema, was the Irish film The Banshees of Inisherin. And I didn't know what to expect. I knew it had Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson in it, and I expected, because those were the two actors in Bruges.
In Bruges, yes.
I expected it to be some sort of, you know, film related to that. But it wasn't. It just coincidentally had them in it. And it's set on the island of Inisherin, just off the coast of the mainland in Ireland.
Yeah.
In 1922-23.
Okay.
So every now and then you'll hear, like, they will hear gunshots on the mainland as part of the Civil War.
Yeah.
And they're just going, oh, well, you know, they'll sort themselves out. keep it on the mainland, don't bring it to the island. And it's basically, as a story, one guy goes to meet his friend in the pub, or goes to meet his friend to say, right, I'm going down the pub, shall I? I'll see you there. And his mate just doesn't answer the door to him. It's like calling in through the window. Then when he gets there, the barman's going, well, aren't you always with him? It's like, well, yeah, I am. But you're not now. No, he'll be down soon. And when he finally comes down to the pub, he like doesn't sit with him. And it's like, oh, I got you a chair. He's like, yeah, I've just decided I don't like you no more. And the film is basically Colin Farrell's character spending most of his time trying to make the other one like him again. He's like, yeah, you do. You like me. Sure you do. He's like, you're dull. No. to the extent where he says, like, we have boring conversations. So, yeah, but well, we won't have any of them now. We'll have productive conversations. It's like, they'll still be the same. No, they won't. I said they'll be productive conversations. And then, like, if you watch the trailer, you'll see that he just basically gets to the point where he says, look, I've got a pair of shears at home, and if you keep talking to me, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to cut my fingers off one by one every time you talk to me. Until you get the point. And, like, the first half of it, I'm laughing, people are in the cinema laughing. And then it got really sad.
Oh.
Really sad. Like,
because
the sad guy that's been unfriended, he lives with his sister and in a sort of inherited house, and you know, she's lonely on the island and bored, and he just has his, what's he got? He's got two cows and a donkey, and that's about it.
Right.
And then there's the village gorm. And it's like, oh yeah, you talk to the gorm. That's going to be lost on a lot of people. And it got really sad. And I wasn't crying, but I said to Ruth afterwards, I was like, if you'd have come to watch this with me, you would have been in tears.
Hmm.
She's like, well, good job I didn't.
Okay. Like, so it's good.
I really enjoyed it. As a drama goes, it's very good. And I would advise you specifically to watch it, because you'll probably go, okay, yeah, cool. Oh, look, the main character's named Colm.
Yeah.
Which he is.
Yeah.
I can relate to that.
Excellent.
But yeah, it was a good drama, and I think Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson play their parts very well. One as the grumpy old man who is effectively coming to terms with his own mortality, and he's not young anymore, and the other one just living it day by day and, you know, not perceiving that anyone might change their opinion, and certainly won't change it overnight.
Yeah.
Cool. And then after that, I watched, and this was on opening day, Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Okay.
And it's hard. Any good? It's hard to say that without trying to do the accent.
It is, yes.
It's a long film.
Oh, how long?
Two and a half hours, something like that.
Okay, so it drags on a bit, does it?
It doesn't drag on, but I did find myself wondering how much more are they going to put into this film.
And, okay.
You know, it's they put a lot of the start of the movie into remembering Chadwick and having, like, the funeral for the character and dealing with the repercussions of what his character had done in previous films, like opening up Wakanda to the world. And and then the concept of the film is that it's known that they've got all this vibranium, and other nations are basically, as you'd expect, going, we want a bit of that for ourselves, and trying to take over their mining plants and stuff, and they keep capturing them, and they're like, how are we going to sign up to arms treaties with you if you keep trying to send in your black ops squads to us? No, we're going to go back and do our own thing. Thanks very much. But in doing so, it leads to Namor, the Submariner, as a kind of offshoot of people from Mexico, I think, where they end up getting living underwater. And so you've got the Wakandans with their technology versus all these underwater people who are, you know, very old and incredibly hard to kill. And they are clearly going, hey, Iron Man's gone, so we're going to have Iron Heart. We'll have a new girl introducing new characters. And then at the end of the film, you've got the obligatory little teaser of, oh, well, remember this thing? Yeah, this is a thing. I wasn't surprised by any of the twists at the end of it. I kind of expected to see everything except for one bit, really. I know a lot of people are seriously burnt out on Marvel films now. There's been a lot of talk in the press, like with Simi Liu has come out with chatting about Quentin Tarantino and stuff, because they've been saying, you know, Chris Evans isn't a popular character. Captain America is popular. So you can replace Captain America, it's still the same character, but people don't go to films. In the 80s, you'd go to watch a film because it was the latest Schwarzenegger film, the latest Stallone film. You don't go and watch a film now because it's the latest Chris Evans film. There's been a lot of that sort of talk recently. And equally, people are sort of saying it to him. It's like, well, we didn't come to watch Shang-Chi because it was you. We came to watch it because it was a Marvel film. Who knows where it's going to go? But
I don't think they know themselves, do they?
No. Well, they've got a timeline, and the next film will be Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania in February. So be a while before that comes round. Anyway, that's what I've been watching. So
sweet.
So we have a Twitter comment this week.
Yes. Get in.
Just even hearing myself say those words, Twitter comments.
Yeah.
God, I don't know about you, but I'm...
Towards your stomach, does it, Justin?
I'm so bored of hearing, oh, where are we going to go? I'm going to go to Mastodon. I'm going to go to Hive. I'm going to go to... I don't know where it is.
Yeah. Man, there's different ones. I won't be going anywhere, buddy. I've only just arrived.
We thought something was happening today when Ruth got locked out of her Twitter account, and like last night it wasn't showing her timeline, it was only showing her mentions.
Oh yeah.
But she's uninstalled it, reinstalled it, and it's let her back in. So who knows? From what I gather, the whole point of Twitter at the moment of people saying it's a sinking ship is because the team that keeps it from disaster recovery have all gone. So if it breaks, there's no one to recover it.
Mm.
So that's why it's potentially on its last legs, because they've got no one left to train anyone new on how to do it.
Mm.
But we're here for now, and this is where we get our comments from. So
exactly.
Ian, BitDead, at BitDead77, says, brilliant show, gents, at last they've loaded. And this was listening to last week's show. Thank you very much, Ian.
Thanks, Ian. Fair play to you.
Then, question of the fortnight was put out a couple of days ago. Justin and Colin, yesterday. Justin and Colin are recording tomorrow. So, well, welcome your comments ahead of the show. Did I say that? Did I say so? We welcome. You've copied it, so I must have.
I just copied it, Justin. No, I didn't copy and paste. I just copied and pasted.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, so I can't speak good.
Well, in fairness, welcome has we in it, so you know. So we welcome your
welcome your comments ahead of the show. Question of the fortnight is, what film or TV show have you found the most memorable, good or bad, in 2022? As always, your reply doesn't have to be something released this year. And what I'm trying to say here is this might be the last movie talk show we do this year, because of the way we're recording fortnightly now. Who knows? We'll have Christmas.
Yeah.
And so I thought it's the closest we're going to get to a like film or TV moment of the year. And in no particular order, other than the order that Colin has put them into the show notes, Trillian Penguin, PIHC, at Bouncy Cynic says, I'm going to go with good memorable as Lyle Crocodile. This was just heartwarming and a perfectly timed feel-good film for me. Now, As a side note here, I did get reminded by Ruth that I didn't mention Lyle Lyle Crocodile when we went to watch it, and I said, well, it's because we're recording so infrequently now. I can't sort of say everything I've watched in the last month. But at the same time, yes, I can. That's the whole point of why we're doing it that way. She continues, Good and Bad was The Good Dinosaur. Good film, horrendously depressing plot, severely dehydrated after the amount I cried. And I mentioned this one on the show, how it was really, really gut-wrenching. How I thought, oh, it's going to be a lovely film. Oh, God, everyone's crying their eyes out. No.
Yes, yeah. What have you done to the... Emotionally scarred, Justin. Yeah. Emotionally scarred.
So, well done, but sorry about that.
Yeah. My grade at The Path to Amen, best film I've seen this year, was definitely Top Gun Maverick. I watched it in 4D moving cinema seats, which made it even more fun. Also, the seat moved so much my friend threw her popcorn in the air, which made my day.
Can I interject there before you read Mike's follow-up comment? I also watched it in 4DX with all the gang from Swindon before I left. The guy sat next to me, he projectiled his popcorn into the air. I did not, but what I did do is I was holding a drink. So I had a bottle of juice in my hand, and I went to go and put it to my lips. And then I could just feel the chair move, and I just kind of like stretched it away and went, nope. And then I was like, okay. And three or four attempts I took at getting it toward my mouth before I was like, I think it's safe now. But when I went to see Wakanda Forever, I had a can of Sprite in the cup holder in the arm of the chair. And the chair jerked quite a bit and it went all over my leg. So... yeah, don't be very careful with what you do for drinks in 4DX movies, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Do not bring food with you, basically. So Mike Green at The Path to Amen. Best show would be Clarice. I'm a massive Silence of the Lambs fan, so more from that world is always welcome to by me. Thank you, Mike, you scary man.
Complete Xbox Dave at Knackered Back agrees and says, definitely Top Gun Maverick, really enjoyed that. I enjoyed it. I appreciate it's not for everyone.
I'm sure you did. My son did as well. I think he watched in 4D as well. Seemed to be the thing to do. Dave at Yellowbook 1969, don't really watch a lot of TV shows, but tried 1899 after seeing Twitter rave about it. Total shite and didn't last 3 episodes. Well, I didn't even last one. I turned it off after about 20 minutes because I went, this is a lot of crap, so I couldn't be bothered.
I've got no idea what 1899 is, but seeing him a bit frustrated by that, Last Save Loaded said, I did say film or TV show, so you could let us know your disappointing movie.
To which Dave replied, was Thor, Love and Thunder this year? That was bloody awful. Was it? Thor and Love and Thunder? Was it this year, Justin?
I enjoyed it. I appreciate it wasn't ever going to be, the super...
Did it come out this year?
Yes.
There you go, Dave. There's your answer.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it. It had some... ropey CGI in places, and it tried to land some jokes that perhaps it wasn't going to land. And Chris Hemsworth has come out and said, if he does Thor again, it's going to have to be something other than the style of Love and Thunder, which will be good anyway, I guess. Stephen Barnett at sbarnett82 said, I watched through Arcane on Netflix with my eldest son, and that was a surprise to me how good it was. Most disappointing film was Lightyear. I just don't think I engaged with the plot. I liked Buzz as a toy. I watched Lightyear, and it's supposed to be the film that Andy watches that gets him to then want a Buzz Lightyear toy, but I don't think it quite works like that.
All right.
It was all right. Ruth still hasn't seen the end of the film because she had to sort of stop halfway through to go and run the bath. And I stayed downstairs and finished watching the movie.
I should do.
So at some point she'll watch the end of it. Have you seen Arcane? Have you still got your Netflix account?
Yeah. Arcane?
Yeah.
No.
I believe it's an animation.
All right.
I have heard good things about it. I mean, Stephen is clearly there saying, surprised how good it was. I have heard it's supposed to be good.
Cool.
Hmm. So, as due to the time this comes out, is there anything, Mr. Colley, that you're looking forward to for Christmas other than having time with the family and hopefully having a little babby screaming and wailing?
Not that I'm aware of. This year I'm going to be super good and not be a greedy bastard like I usually am. I did send a message to Root last week and said, "Oh, I've got pangs for buying PS2 games," and she said, "Get a grip." No, she didn't actually say that, but that's why I predicted.
She said, is already wary of how much money you've been spending recently.
Yeah. So I just said, "Oh, I have a pang for PS2 buying PS2 games for some reason," and she goes, "Oh, just emulate them and save yourself some money." So there you go.
If you're that worried, Colin, I can send you a list of all the games I've got here and you can buy them for the nominal value of postage.
No, it's grand. I have my PS2 downstairs as well and a PS3 beside each other. So they'll do for the moment and just play Elden Ring and totally ignore them as they do. What do you do with your other consoles, Justin? Do you just have them in the attic or do you just put them away somewhere where they're hidden? So where's your PS3 like?
The PS3 is in the bedroom.
Attached to anything?
To the TV in the bedroom.
Okay, right, Grant. Okay.
And the Super Nintendo Mini is in the office and it's literally right here.
Okay. Do you play anything on it?
I played something on it the other week when I was testing that the capture card worked.
You were testing?
Yes.
Oh, look at that, Justin. There's a cyberpunk series on Netflix. It's anime.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry. Anyway, yeah, so what about your PS3? When was the last time you turned it on?
Well, it wasn't the last time I turned it on, but Ruth's daughter has been playing Plants vs. Zombies on it.
Oh, cool. Yes. Okay, good. All right, okay. That's good. So, yeah, okay. So, anyway, how does she know what I've been spending lately?
Pick as you go. Oh, I've just bought a 42-inch colour non-shit TV.
Oh, classic. Yeah, okay, man, anyway. So, anyway, that's it, Justin. That's all I've really done. What did you ask me? What was the question?
Is there anything that you're looking forward to?
No, I'm not looking forward to anything this year. Basically, Sanders told me, let's not buy anything for anybody, but I'm not falling for that trick. After 28 years, I'm still not falling for it. So I've got a backup plan for her. And yeah, I'm not really, I don't need that. Got Elden Ring, got my Steam Deck. I've got everything, really.
Mm. Well,
I'm basically the man who's got everything. You know what I mean? That's it.
They should get you like a personalised towel or something.
A personalised towel, yeah.
Yeah.
Old man. Wrinkly bottom.
No, I remember when I was about 20, my mother got me my grandmother bought me an oversized towel with my name on it, and she just said, "Well, what else do you buy the man who's got everything?" I said, "I never said I've got everything. I just said I don't need anything." There's a difference. There's
a difference. There is a difference, yes. There is a difference. Yeah, so yeah, I'm not. I think a less consumable Christmas would be a good thing for me. I say that every year, but don't I just in an end, I'm coming back in January and go, "Oh, I got this and I got that. Oh, it's great." Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, the PS Plus is on sale at the moment.
On the Black Friday.
We
may have gone onto Amazon and picked up the £75 voucher for £64 and then cash that in on a year's worth of PS Plus Premium. Which, premium?
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, it's normally £100 and it's down to £75. But on Amazon, you can get the £75 like gift card.
I thought it was £120. Oh, that's pounds, yeah. Okay, yeah, it's £120 over here.
This different currency gets confusing.
Yeah, yeah. I might actually do that for Noel this year, next year, because he will be having babies and he won't have time to...
Well, mine runs out in February, so we knew we'd have to do it sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah. His runs out in March, I think, so I think I'll say it to him, I'll mention it to him. So he won't have to buy it then, yeah. Anyway, we'll see. Cool.
So it'll be another session of golf with your friends for us in an hour and a half or something thereabouts.
Apparently so, yes, Justin. Apparently so. So Justin could snigger and laugh at us and belittle us and flip everybody and go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, like the round where I tried to do that and I was like, oh, I've just got 14 and run out of time. Oh, I've got 14 again. Yeah, let's forget I picked this.
Well, the good thing is when you finish a course, you get a trophy.
Ruth and I were actually looking at it the other day. Apart from the fact that you have to like average a par on every course, it's not actually that difficult to get the platinum.
Hmm.
It would just be a bit time consuming.
Speaking of time consuming, Justin, how is your Yakuza?
I was just going to say, my Yakuza is down to one karaoke song left to go. But okay. I've got Ruth to sit down and watch how pathetic it looks with Kiryu sat there going, hey. Yeah, yeah, sunshine. She was laughing her head off, and
brilliant.
You know, she said, "At the rate I'm going, I should have it done within like a week of trying to actually do it. But with me being away, it's going to be a while before I do." But
cool.
I have, I've confirmed with my friend that I am taking the second hot ass flight stick to his house. He does want it. He said, what do you want for it? I said, just a thank you and I promise you'll play a game with me sometime. After I obviously went to Curry's and didn't lie and just said, I bought a controller last week. Pause. The tracking's out on this controller. Can I have an exchange with one off the shelf?
Yeah, I like the way you said, I bought a controller, not this controller. Yeah.
And he didn't even open the box. He just went, yeah, go on, grab another one.
Classic.
So there we go. Lovely.
Excellent.
Right. That is everything that we're going to talk to you about today, boys and girls, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone else. And
yeah.
Colm, where can people find you?
You can find me at MultiPlatMan on Twitter for the moment. Anything. Of course, Justin messaged me there. You know the way you've just come back off Twitter and now it's closing down. Is that a coincidence? Anyway, I went, yeah, sure is. And you can find me at twitch.tv/solemn67 if you want, when I'm butter streaming, that is. But yeah, you'll hear me in the background tonight, hopefully, if I have my audio settings right. Being sad. Yeah.
Well,
where can they find you, Justin?
There you can find me on Twitter at onyou6. Last Save Loaded Twitter account is at Last Save Loaded, and you can email the show lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. And on the odd rare occasion where I'll be streaming from my Twitch account, which I should do more often, it's twitch.tv/onyou6. But we will be back with you in a couple of weeks with Colm steering the good ship Last Save Loaded. Until then, it's goodbye from me,
and it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good evening.
Good evening. I don't know what happened there. I clicked call and it was just going boo, boo, like it was a submarine ping. And then I thought, he's not getting that. And then I could see you were typing in Skype and I don't know. So I just tried again. And here we are.
Good.
That's why I typed in saying, did it ring? Because I tried calling you.
Yeah, it's just probably I was just logged in because I had to. Must have been an update, so I had to re-put in my password again.
Yes. So
I'm assuming.
The joy of every time you turn Skype on, it goes, oh, there's an update.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thank you for recording nice and early.
I'm surprised Microsoft haven't killed it yet, you know, tried to kill it.
I'm sure if I put in the outtakes, the fact that we're still recording on using Skype, people are going to go, wow, Skype's still a thing?
Well, I'm sure they would.
Well,
I'm sure they would.
I just did. Anyway.
Look, Skype is still popular, I have you know. It's Teams is a load of crap, if you ask me. I mean, but I don't understand Microsoft. They buy Skype and then they make their own bleeding communication device.
Yeah.
They just have so much money to spend. It's just ridiculous. Anyway.
Anyway, are you ready to go, sir?
Ready to rumble.
You can't hear that rain, but it's.
I can't hear no good. Rain. No.
Good. Right.
Just the sweet tones of your dulcet voice.
Well, in that case, 3, 2, 1. I'm gonna sort of, you know, tidy up this.
Yes, here, but, please. Thank you.
Long story.
Just leave me in laughing when you say that, so it'll make me look really bad.
No.
And evil.
Now that bit's getting an edit. Ow.
What did you do?
I ate my dinner up here, so I just slapped my hand into the plate that was hanging over to the desk.
Thought you dropped one of your dumbbells or something.
No, they're at Ruth's house and all.
That was a good session there, and you didn't cough once, Justin. Well done.